In other news, Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta emerged from a meeting with Amtrak's board to say today that he is confident he and the board will find a way to keep the train service running. Amtrak officials have warned the rail line will have to shut down later this week unless it gets about $200 million in emergency funding. The administration is considering the request for emergency aid, but as NPR's Jack Spear reports, it wants to tie any aid to specific reforms.
For over 30 years, Amtrak has had a love-hate relationship with the U.S. Congress and with successive presidential administrations. But rarely has the situation seemed as dire as it is right now. Without congressional action to provide a loan guarantee, Amtrak President David Gunn says the rail line will have no choice but to halt service for the 60,000 passengers who use Amtrak on a daily basis.
Time is of the essence, but we still do not have a resolution of this issue.
Gunn was speaking at a news conference at Washington's Union Station on Friday. The Bush administration wants to privatize parts of Amtrak, though it's unclear who the buyers would be. It also wants to make states pay a greater share of the costs of providing rail service and to separate the profitable Northeast Corridor, turning it over to a public-private partnership. However, Amtrak President David Gunn says the plans don't address the rail line's underlying structural problems, such as a lack of adequate funding.
This is not a profitable operation, and I think you have to come to the conclusion that there is going to be a deficit. And I really think that the idea that you're going to bid these things out to a private company to operate and make money is fanciful.
While few people think the trains will stop rolling, clearly the standoff between those who support government-subsidized rail and those who oppose it has reached a new crisis point. Longtime opponents, such as Arizona Senator John McCain, say it's time to stop pouring money into the system.
In 1971, they got billions from the federal government, and within 3 years, they were going to be independent. Every year, they've come back to the well. And finally, as short a time as a year ago, the then head of Amtrak said that they were on the, quote, glide path to financial independence, unquote. We all know that they've been lying to Congress and the American people for years.
Amtrak has said it needs a congressional appropriation of $1.2 billion for next year, and it wants to use that appropriation as collateral for an emergency loan that would get it through the end of the current fiscal year. It has already mortgaged part of New York's Penn Station and ended last year more than $1 billion in the red. Anthony Hatch is an independent rail analyst in New York. He says Congress and the nation need to determine whether rail is still a viable transportation option.
You can keep the patient alive through transfusions, but perhaps it is time to really think about what's the best way to get the patient up and on his or her feet for the long haul, or whether it's even worth it. It's probably a good idea to have this debate once and for all rather than just continually maintaining a sick patient.
It's anticipated Amtrak will probably get the loan it needs since few lawmakers want to see train service interrupted, especially during an election year. A shutdown would also affect commuter lines in places like New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Any solution to the current crisis, however, will only buy some time. Amtrak and the Bush administration will still have to make tough decisions about the size and scope of a national passenger rail service. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.